all know how much is said concerning things vehicular in general and particular about the Ford, of course.
We've all been told exactly how important now the car's become, but no one's told the story from the standpoint of the horse.
The old gray mare today, you see, is just a curiosity. That's not the way it used to be many long years ago.
The coming of the motor car was swift and most spectacular, but Dobbin too was popular many long years ago.
His point of view has not been told. For once let him this tale unfold. Turn back the clock to days of old, many long years ago.
Sundays when the weather's fine, we ride the open trolley up Main Street to the city line. Oh golly, is it jolly in 1903, in 1903. What fun we have whene'er we travel on the open trolley. In town when we go anywhere, we always call a hack. It's clip-clop here and clip-clop there and clip-clop, clip-clop back. In 1903, in 1903, we always grab a handsome cab and clip-clop, clip-clop back. The daring scorchers on their wheels, no girl can longer stand them. You'll find each maid with girly squeals ere long is riding tandem. In 1903, in 1903, love's apt to strike upon a bike more often than at random. Though the trolleys jump and jerk, though the horses balk, though our bikes are lots of work, still we do not walk. In 1903, in 1903, that's how we do it, and if you don't mind, if you can walk.
There, Dobbin, now get up.
Oh, we have lots of time, so let him catch his breath. Poor chap, that hill was quite a climb. The poor old fellow's tuckered out.
I don't think that is it. There's something somewhere here about he doesn't like a bit. Dobbin, down, you crazy clown. Why are you acting so? What's got into you? Get down. Stand still, Dobbin. Whoa. Great Scott, the law of gravity, no more do they enforce. For coming up the hill, I see a buggy with no horse.
A horseless buggy? That is queer. Why, what would make it go? I know, the horse is in the rear.
Stand still, Dobbin, whoa!
What's this strange conveyance, sir? What do you call this dingus? Don't hold it in abeyance, sir. What is this thing you bring us?
It's the end of an age that is through. It's the dawn of a day that is new. It's fast transportation, a cause for elation by all in the nation, but you know who. It's the gasoline buggy's debut, and it's really quite marvelous too. For it's my contention, this wondrous invention will quickly supplant our friend, you know who. I cause quite a hullabaloo as I drive down the main avenue. It's fast and adroit, for it comes from Detroit, and I see the finish of you-know-who. Here, just let me show you a few of the marvelous things it can do. It's really superb. Please step to the curb. I don't want to run over you-know-who. I make this darn thing go. Now what is out of kilter?
I guess the only one who'd know would be the man who built her.
See that blacksmith shop down there? Perhaps he'd know the trouble.
What makes you think he could repair an ailing automobile?
I'm sure this nice young couple here would let us take their horse to tow us to the smithy dear.
Why, certainly.
Of course.
Dobbin, that's no way to act. I really am surprised. Try to use a little tact and be more civilized.
What a narrow, stubborn view.
Come on, be sensible.
Don't miss this chance to prove that you are indispensable.
That puts it in a different light. He seems to be inclined to reconsider your sad plight. There, he's changed his mind.
You're really most considerate. Your horse to let us borrow.
Oh, that's all right.
Don't mention it.
We'll bring him back tomorrow.
Today, just for the family. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
isn't everything that's new. I went and bought a tractor too. Then I figured just for luck, we'd better have a new Ford truck.
Look and a tractor too today. Both shiny, bright and new. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I want to see just how it feels to put this doggone farm on wheels. Come on, children, climb aboard. Take a ride in our new Ford.
Come, folks, climb aboard. We'll try the car today. Three cheers for our new Ford. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
For many years, the boss and I have driven to and fro. Around the pleasant countryside, 8 miles an hour or so. But 8 miles an hour is not enough, and 40 he would go. He wants to get to town and back all in one day, and so I'm shown to the door and I'm given the sack, and it's off to the pasture for me. I'm shown the way out, but no way to get back, for the boss has a new Model T. I hauled his produce from the farm by wagon or by sleigh, although the railroad station is some 10 long miles away. He wants a wider market now. A truck, I heard him say, will faster and much farther go. Imagine my dismay. So I've just been sent packing, I've just been retired, oh, my life's going badly askew. I've just been thrown out, I'm discharged, and I'm fired, for he went out and bought a truck, too. He said, I'm getting tired of this. To Dobbin, I am tied. Until I have a tractor, I will not be satisfied. It does so much more work, its cost is more than justified. That's what he said, but as for me, well, I still have my pride. So I'm blackballed, suspended, expelled and disbarred. Oh, the story's too mournful to tell. Deserted and friendless, swept into discard, for he purchased the tractor as well.
What a tale of woe, this melancholy story. Fate had dealt a bitter blow, gone the days of glory. These tears you really must excuse. We got those horse and buggy blues.
His fate you misconstrue, so cease this lamentation. For he's been elevated to a more exalted station.
What's that? Our Dobbin's woes to be transformed to joviality.
Time was before the motor car, 'twas he took people places. But nowadays from wide and far, with eager hopeful faces, they come to him, for he's the star of the Saratoga races.
Be well the high distinction that is stamped on every feature. He is a true aristocrat, oh, what a noble creature.
Would I go back to an earlier day? Would I change now for then? Nay, nay, not back to work again.
Each day through rain or sleet or snow, he'd plod his weary rounds. But all of that was long ago. Today he rides to hounds. It's yoicks now and tally-ho whene'er the bugle sounds.
His nobility, how proudly waves his banner. How lofty his gentility, oh, what a courtly manner.
Would I go back to an earlier day? Would I change this for that? Nay, nay, I'll stay right where I'm at.
Get aft, gee up, and he'd persuade his tired bones to stir. But now at horse shows he's displayed a stylish character. He's all the rage, he's even made the social register.
We bow to his imperial and high exalted station. Would he go back to an early day before the motor car?
Nay, 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 and the horse laughed, ha, ha.